Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Bill Murdoch is the chief engineer of WGN Radio. And Bill, I understand that I know you're going to get in the car with the missus and you were just going to go wherever you thought the skies would be clear. Turns out we all had beautiful weather, but you're in Portland, Indiana?
Portland, Indiana, kind of like right near the Ohio-Indiana border, just directly east of Marion.
So you were in the path of totality?
Oh, yeah. And it was probably 3.5 minutes, I think.
And so how cool was it?
Not too far from the very exact middle. It was so neat. And, you know, you had the sky would keep getting darker and darker, and you could see the darkness, like, coming towards you from the southwest. And it's like the darkness just kind of get darker and darker. And then even with just a teeny little sliver, it was still light, and then all of a sudden, poof, it was dark.
And were you?
Cool. And it was like a 360 degree sunset all around you.
Wow! Were you among other people?
Yeah, there were. It wasn't that crowded here. Maybe 200 people in maybe a 10-acre park. So you know, we're up on top of the hill, and it was great. Like, we showed up at the post office here in Portland, and I'm like, "You guys doing any events for this?" Like, no, no. But you know what? You may want to go over to the Hudson Family Park because it's a nice park they just built, and there's like not a lot of trees, and I think there's going to be people over there. So that's where we went. So it was great.
Oh, that's awesome! It's. Did you hear any of the audio we played from Tom Skilling? He was emotional when he witnessed it. Marcus Leshock from the WGN Morning Show called in. He was kind of overwhelmed. I think people don't understand what it's like to be in the path of totality. Was this the first time for you?
First time for me, yeah. And it's completely different. I mean,
yes.
Even at like 99%, you still have a fair amount of sun. But once you hit the totality, it's just dark. You know, so it was wild. And like, you could even just see the teeny little sliver, you know, and the light got real polarizing. And, you know, it had kind of a funky look to it, but it wasn't like a sunset. It was just kind of like a polarizing filter. So it just kind of it was getting darker and darker and darker. And then, yeah, poof, off it went. So, and it was cool. And I got a picture of like the corona with the, you know, the moon right in the middle of the sun. And it was cool.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
A lot of people are sending me those photographs. And, you know, there were so many people, many conspiracy theorists, many fanatical religious people who were thinking this was the end of the world. But from an engineering standpoint, was there ever a worry that this would impact a grid or cause solar flares or anything?
No.
I knew.
The only thing we were kind of worried about was like too many people making cell phone calls at once.
Oh, yeah, that.
Because, you know, we're in an area where there isn't a lot of cell service. I mean, we had 4G, and it's kind of like as you know, it kept getting darker, people started making more phone calls and sending more texts and things like that. But beyond that, it's just, you know.
It would have been a much cooler story, though, had the world ended.
Speaking of coolness, that was the other thing that happened. As the sun kept getting more and more covered, you know, the temperature kept getting cooler and cooler and cooler, you know, and it, you know, because it started about an hour beforehand, and then you could see it come, you know, as the moon went across the sun, it did get cooler. And then as the sun came back out again, it got warmer again. Who'd have thought?
Yeah. So, but, Steve, you said it dropped how many degrees at O'Hare? 4?
4 degrees at O'Hare and Midway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could feel it. You could definitely feel it.
Bill, they said that we're using 2.5 times the amount of solar electricity generation that we did in 2017, and Texas being an example, they're the second largest solar capacity in the U.S., and they said when the totality cut right through it, they were projecting to see a 60-gigawatt drop in solar power production just as the eclipse passes over, and I don't think many people thought about that. Just that moment that would have any kind of impact in the lack of production, but so cool. I'm so glad you got to witness it.
It was fun. We'll see how bad traffic is coming back. It wasn't too bad coming down here. We took like 35 to 31, and then we took State Road 26 across. So we didn't get on any highways at all. So
okay.
It was actually pretty open. So and it looks like 65 was bad.
You have a question on the phone line. There's someone by the name of Rick, and he wants to ask the chief a question. You willing to take it, Bill?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's go to Rick. What's your question, Rick?
I'm just curious, sir, thank you for taking my question, if Heliax cools at a different rate during a solar eclipse.
I don't know. Yeah, most of our Heliax at the transmitter site is underground. So it doesn't really care if it's warm or cold or sunny or not. But that's a good question. I don't know.
Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everybody else is like, what's Heliax? Well, what are we talking about here?